All right, good morning. Monday morning, 8 minutes after 8 o'clock. Opportunity for us to speak with the fine individual as a Connecticut orthopedic specialist. And today we have Dr. Richard Diana on the program with us. And we continue to talk about before it was younger children, then middle school, high school, and now off to play at the collegiate level. Dr. Diana, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing great. Yourself, Mike?
Hey, I'm doing all right. You know, it's amazing. Number one, I'm very privileged to be able to talk to you. Just an opportunity to play in the NFL with the Miami Dolphins. More importantly, we talk about student athletes. I mean, look what you have been able to accomplish at Yale, graduating with honors at molecular biophysics and biochemistry, All-American baseball player, football player at the college level. That has to influence you in some way as to how you work with younger individuals today.
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. I've been in their place, whether the athlete's young and in the little leagues or older and a professional. I know how much their sport means to them, and I've been there, and I know how much it meant to me, so it puts me right in their position.
Speaking with Dr. Rich Diana, Connecticut orthopedic specialist. You can find out more on their website, ct-ortho.com. In just a moment, we'll let you know how you can contact Dr. Diana specifically. But, you know, I always remember the story of a Ken Griffey Jr., you know, where he always talked about how, you know, he didn't do a lot of working out at a younger age. And then later in his career, he was getting hampered by injury after injury. How important is it, Dr. Diana, at a younger age to have that physical training program? We do see the freaks of nature, so to speak, that don't seem to do a lot but yet are in great shape. But how important is it to get those training programs early and often?
Well, I think a well-thought-out program is really essential for younger athletes in order to achieve their potential. You know, for older athletes, you need to have that great program to maintain your health. But if you want to maximize your potential and you want to stay healthy at the same time, you have to approach training in the right way. And, you know, that means appropriate nutrition, appropriate supplements, as well as weight training and aerobic conditioning. So for younger athletes, you know, the competition's really keen. People want those athletic scholarships, and small intervals of improvement are really important. So if you can train the right way and get a little bit of an edge through your appropriate use of nutrition and supplements and training, then, you know, you're well on your way. And, you know, that's even more so for older athletes because, you know, you want to maintain your health. And if you go about things in the wrong way, then that can be the difference between, you know, success and failure, getting hurt.
I see here, Dr. Diana, you've put a book together talking of non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Tell us about that.
Well, this is a book that's intended for everyone, and I wrote it so that, you know, everybody could understand that it's not just for doctors. Although I think if doctors read it, even other orthopedic specialists, they'll learn a lot because the information that comes from this book really hasn't been presented before. You know, if I give you some background, dating back to my Miami Dolphin 25th anniversary reunion, I went down there and I saw so many of my teammates there hobbled by joint pain, and I realized that I wanted to help them, but I couldn't operate on all of them. So I came up with the idea of presenting a cohesive 8-week non-surgical program to help with joint pain. So in the book, I recommend dietary, exercise, and supplement options, all that can be used to help people with joint pain. And the important part is that I present the scientific basis behind those recommendations in more or less everyday terms. So, you know, this is a book with a scientific basis, proven on patients, and in between all of that, I tell some great stories from the NFL. So it's an entertaining book as well.
I was going to say, and also it's sort of a joint surgeon talking about dealing with the pain without surgery.
Yeah, it's somewhat odd, an odd spin to put it that way. You know, a surgeon talking about the non-surgical treatment, but I think that's really a convincing aspect for prospective readers. You know, a lot of surgeons are quick to operate, but, you know, that's not me. And I'm hoping that all the readers who decide to read this book will feel comforted by the fact that this is a surgeon passing on information on how to avoid surgery.
Well, Dr. Diana, thank you so much for coming on the program this morning. Great information. We look forward to the book. It hits shelves October of this year, correct?
Yeah, October of 2013. It should be on all our shelves.
All right, yep, all of our shelves, absolutely right. Dr. Diana, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Mike, and thank you very much.
Dr. Rich Diana joining us. If you'd like to get a hold of him, you can at 203-407-3540. You can go to the website ct-ortho.com to find out more information about Dr. Diana and the rest of the specialists over at Connecticut Orthopedic Specialists.